Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabeau & Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
10-0-0 on a hump day here, edition of Rabeau & Co. ESPN 680, 105.7. Gotcha for the next 2 hours. We'll do some bologna. We'll do some salami at 11. We'll talk to Cam Drummond at 11:20 because our guy Gandolfo is traveling. So, the good thing about that, Zach, I'm just going to crush people this first segment, is we're not going to lose a ton of listeners at 11:20.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Huh?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie.
There you go. Update edition of the show. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. There's a coffee enema text immediately on the text line. I drink one every day. That's one of the things coffee does for me, for sure. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. The NBA draft is today. They are making lineup decisions at ESPN that I think are interesting. Obviously, the Bridges trade to the Knicks, the big story nationally. The lawsuit around Sunday Ticket is actually interesting, Zach. I don't know how much you're following that, but I want to get into that a little bit today. And I've got some updates from the OTA camps of the Bengals, the Colts, and the Titans as we get closer to football, man. We're like 34 days from that Hall of Fame game. It's pretty bonkers, frankly. All right. First thing we got to do, though, is go ahead and get the Pope sound ready for this segment. He had his first, open sort of presser yesterday with the media there, the collected media in Lexington. And if you are like me at all, you're on something called Twitter. And many of you are not, because you live normal, better lives than I do. And it needs to be said that the thing that popped up was that Mark Pope brought cookies to the first media on-campus press conference. And so I'm reading from someone named Kyle Tucker. He works for something called The Athletic. At Kyle Tucker _ATH on Twitter. Quote, Mark Pope said at BYU that he plies the media with cookies. His first real press conference at Kentucky confirms, I accept this bribe. Keith Taylor, at Keith Taylor 21 on Twitter, Mark Pope presser, ... cookies for us, ... John Wong, at KY Wongs, got around 40 media folks and a plate of cookies for Mark Pope's news conference. Drew Franklin, at Drew Franklin, KSR, the first person to grab a press conference cookie in the Mark Pope era, is someone named at Polacek KSR. I remember a time right before COVID, when there was jokes about blogger boys and there were jokes about people getting credentialed just to be fans. And I remember thinking at the time, this won't catch on. This won't be something that overtakes I don't know. The guy from The Athletic that covers the team. I don't know. Someone named Eric Crawford leading with cookies on WDRB. A person named Aaron Gershon at agershon99 on Twitter. Quote, missing the cookies at Pope's press conference, but this is a fair trade-off. A picture of a beach is in the tweet. Limited content from me this week. Thank you, Aaron Gershon. Drew Franklin with a picture of the cookies as well. Everyone got their own plates, by the way. The plates are blue and white. I get it when things are novel, when they are new, when they come into your life for the first time. They feel different. And when you've had a man like John Calipari who hid from the media, who only did things that he had to do, he would sit with Goose, he would sit with Tom Leach, and that's all he would do. I get it. It's different. It's refreshing. That's not the job, man. And it was really disappointing to see this, frankly. And I'm going to leave my friends at the Herald Leader out of this because none of them tweeted these things. But Zach, a couple weeks ago, we had a man named Jerry Tipton on this show. Do you think Jerry Tipton would have been tweeting about cookies or writing about cookies? Okay. So there's that. But he has his first press conference. Yeah, no, he has his first press conference. And look, I want to be clear. We can rivalry over this stuff, man. But like, Bozich met Kenny Payne at the airport. Every fan base has these people. But imagine being Kyle Tucker and asking people to subscribe to your coverage of the team when you have that as the backdrop for how he feels about Mark Pope. Imagine people asking you to go to a bar named for a show when you have that as the background. That's fine. That's fine. What I'm saying is The Athletic and KSR, not different. How about that? Not different. So enjoy that. Enjoy the cookies. Enjoy the thing. So you and I, Zach, we love the Gillis Beautiful Dog stand-up. He has the really great bit in the middle about his uncle who has Down syndrome.
That's right.
And he said, you can always tell when someone who hasn't been around someone with... Texter, someone's jealous Louis didn't get cookies. Texter, I think Louis's jealous he didn't get cookies. All right, hang on. This is a good text. Keep going. Keep those coming. 437-9680. UPS Jeff's text line. He talks about how if you haven't been around someone with Down syndrome, are they okay? They're doing better than anyone I know. Like, is the response, right?
Right.
And this reminded me that I think a lot of people just haven't had very diverse life experience. Zach, have you ever had Mormon or LDS friends?
Can't say I have.
Okay. Dude, this is just how they live. Sugar is their thing. In my experience. It's not all of them, I'm sure. You know, every LDS folk. If someone LDS is listening, by the way, appreciate you. Go ahead, text in. Tell me I'm crazy or not, whatever.
As we sit here drinking coffee and Coke.
No, of course. Yes, right. Of course. I'm crushing coffees right now. I had two mini powdered donuts this morning. 100%. Like, no. Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't tweet about it.
I have cookies at home, too, from my mom. Yeah. And they're actually homemade, and they're good. Yeah. But I'm not walking around here bragging about cookies.
Do we need to do that, too? Do we need to say these are Sam's Club cookies? Like, is it okay? Like,
they're not, he didn't make them. His wife didn't make them.
But
my mom just said she'll send you cookies.
Oh, there we go.
Real cookies.
What's up, Beth?
How about that?
What this underscores, though, is around UK, at least in Lexington, how easy it could have been for Cal had he just stayed public and done anything for the media at all. Dude, they're falling over cookies, man. Text her, they're drunk on Capri Suns. That is a great stand-up.
You missed the best one. How does George Costanza's answering machine song affect the Cowboys' run-to-pass ratio?
It doesn't have anything to do with what I'm doing right now. What are
it
you does. Doing?
It always has something
no,
to do with it.
No, I'm trying to have some... It's like 3 days in a row, Zach. You're on a roll, brother. It always amazes me how little you have to do to make some people happy, I guess. Yeah. Texter. All right, here we go. I was raised LDS. We bring baked goods always, can confirm. Appreciate you very much. Texter, how will Louis not getting cookies affect his coverage of the Dallas Cowboys? You know what, people? You know what? Maybe that's why we make fun of the Cowboys. They've never sent me cookies.
I haven't gotten any cookies from them either. They would look great.
All right, so
before they got in the oven.
Now that we've done this, let's go ahead and rivalry. 437-9680. What should Pat Kelsey have for the media members when they get to his first public presser? What should they do? And his next presser with the media, what should Pat Kelsey have on a tray, and where should they be from? Be as ridiculous as you want to be, 437-9680. But we do have sound from Coach Pope from yesterday as well. And let's go ahead and just let's play Pope one. I have to coach like me, not like the guys before him. So look, I mean, look, this, look, all these jokes aside, this is, you know, and I've made the statement, eventually he's going to have to become whatever it means to be the UK head coach, the men's basketball coach in Lexington. Like, that is a, you have to get to whatever that is at some point. He certainly is not there yet, and that's understandable. He's coming in first year, never won a playoff, you know, never won a tournament game. He was at a place like BYU. This is a very different level, very different kind of program than anywhere he's coached before. It's okay to say. And it's okay to say things like, hey, I'm hopeful about it. I'm pessimistic about it. I don't know that there's a bad approach to how you feel about the Mark Pope tenure at this point. But what you cannot hide from at that place is that Adolph Rupp did walk through those doors. That Rick Pitino walked through those doors. That Joby Hall and Tubby Smith won national titles there. That John Calipari for 15 seasons had them at some point in the top 10 at some point during that season every single year. You cannot hide from those things. And I'm glad that he's not. Here's Mark Pope yesterday on that fact.
Cal's one of the great coaches to ever coach here. I mean, he went to four Final Fours in 5 years and coached a million draft picks and represented Kentucky really, really well and gave his heart and soul to this place. And will, like, as BBN, and I'm just as much a member of BBN as anybody. All of us would be grateful to him forever. And he's a Hall of Fame coach. But one of the things that you learn really early on, if you have great mentors in this game, is that you just have to coach you. Like, I have to be me, right? I can't be Coach Pitino. I can't be Tubby. I can't be Cal. It would be disingenuous, and my guys wouldn't actually believe it if I tried to take on that persona or personality or even approach to the game. Like, we're us. And the truth is, like, for all the little warbles and mix-ups, I love getting to coach me, and I'm a big believer in what we do, and I love our staff, and so I think right now we're just trying to do everything we can to build on this incredible legacy that is Kentucky basketball, and do it the way that we know how to do it, that we really believe is going to work. Cal has been super generous. I've had a chance to speak with him several times. He's always been generous throughout my whole career. He's been so great to me. But you know, as you step into these, this job, this is the only one of its kind. We got to go do this the best way we can. It's us, and that's what we're trying to do. So we're not, you know, certainly I've been huge fans of these coaches and the coaches that coached me, and so I steal stuff from every single one of those coaches, but we're trying to do us.
All right. So all of that, I think, by the way, is totally fair, and I think it's interesting. There are two parts that really stand out to me, Zach. The first is the praise of Cal, right? And because the cookie thing, the flying commercial thing, the being at Keeneland and shaking hands thing, the
meeting people at the airport, which has never happened before.
Okay, be nice. How people want him to be different from Cal, for him to go out of his way in the very first press conference like this to say kind things about Cal does stand out to me. Now, how much, I don't know. If it's worth overstating or getting excited about, I don't think it does. I think a bad approach would be to trash the guy that was in the job before you ahead of you getting some, I don't know, any results on the floor, right? So that's the right thing to do. The guy did put banners up in Rupp Arena. He did that, okay? There's no hiding from that. But him also saying he's got to do it his own way is absolutely correct. Once in a while, Zach, I think about how I approach radio or podcasting or whatever. And someone asked me about it once, and they were like, how do you approach it? And I said, you know what? I think there are two ways to do this. You can either have a persona that you do all the time. Man, I'm not capable of it. I can't act for 2 hours. It's not something I can do. The other way is just to be yourself. Kind of put yourself out there. And I think with this job, coaching especially, if you're fake with your kids, they figure it out really quick. Kids can read the BS meter as well as any human being on this planet. Little kids figure stuff out quick. And certainly that translates into teenagers and guys in their early 20s. If you're not yourself, if you're BSing them, if you're fake tough guy, whatever it might be, it's not going to work. And so I think Pope is totally in his right there to talk about it in that manner. Do we need to do this one? Do we need to do the phone call from Mitch Barnhart?
We don't have to.
I think we need to because okay. This is a complete lack of grace.
Gratitude?
To call him during a scheduled press conference. Or is this like Mitch being playful?
You never hear him, actually. It's just Pope talking.
No, but is this his way of being playful, to call during a press conference? Ha, 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 ha. Look at me. I'm playful Mitch Barnhart. Ha, 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 ha. And there is nothing playful about that.
No, part. Come on.
Go ahead and play it.
All right.
You know, I named a couple guys, and what was super fun for me. Ooh, this is Mitch. Should I get it right now? Mitch. Hey, I'm in a press conference right now. Can I put you on speakerphone? Oh, he said he would like to, but he's other. No. Well, I'm sharing a bunch of dirt about you right now. I'll call you after. Yeah. Well. All right. I'll call you later. Thanks, brother. Bye. That's a great man right there. We're super blessed. We're super blessed to have him leading the University of Kentucky Athletics. And clearly, I'm going to say that because he was crazy enough to hire me. But on a much broader scale, we're really blessed to have him because he is leading the charge in navigating the most complicated time in the history of college athletics, and it's not even close. And the one...
We're going to have to figure out his bingo card for these pressers, but blessed is going to be... We can't make it a free square, but if it were a drinking game, Mark Pope would have us all on the floor with the word blessed, I'm guessing, in 5 minutes.
Oh, we couldn't be doing these shows.
It's just...
No way.
Texture, PK should bring bourbon flights. See, these are my people, man. PK should have peeps.
Oh, man.
That's funny and offensive. I like it. Texter, Kelsey should hand out the finest meats and cheeses, and that's it. That's the answer. Texter, got to have some of that Angels Envy Maker's Mark for the media. Cookies are so amateur. Texter, so Cal is saying he... I want to make sure. Oh, so Pope is saying he can't be the coaches that have won a national championship. Great, exactly what BBN wanted to hear. Yeah, no. I think what he was saying is he's got to be himself.
Yeah.
And I think that part is totally correct.
It's not like KP saying, you know, listen, we could never have that kind of talent.
No, that right. I don't think that's what
it's
he's saying.
It's not that.
Good point. That's a massive distinction here. You're right. The part about Pope, that's what you're hoping with Pope is that is Gandolfo's right. It is a weird thing to say. But essentially how he's talked about the Pope hire, which is... You hope that you have the structure of a UK basketball and you go get the X's and O's guy.
That's right.
Right? You get the guy that can manage the program the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're hoping for. did he just go TO? I love me some me. Texter.
Yeah, he did.
Pope will hand out Valentine cards to the media. Texter. I'm sorry, but for me, Pope is refreshing, and I like him as much as any UK coach the last 45 years. Now, of course, winning will be what matters, and you can't lose in March and hide from the media, play boring basketball, and be a bad person. That starts with a P, which was Cal's last 5 years. Look, this is a reminder that Cal had a media that wanted to buy in, and he just didn't.
He didn't let them.
He didn't let them. That's right. This is also that reminder.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it got at the end.
That's right.
That they put out cookies, and there are dozens of texts about it, or tweets about it, excuse me. And I'm partly picking on him for sure. But at the same time, people are so hungry. They're so thirsting for
literally
any kind of... For any kind of back and forth with the coach. That wasn't a press conference yesterday. It was a party. And it's
just
fine.
Just like the press conference was.
It's almost... The honeymoon is still on. Let's put it that way. Is that a fair way to put it?
Oh, yeah.
If we're being just cut and dry, the honeymoon is still on.
It's Texture, a long honeymoon.
Kelsey should pass out some Crown Royal and a little Hawk Tua back.
Oh, boy.
Crown Royal bags, dude. That's one of my favorite. The line beard, the flat bill, and the old Crown Royal, man. Texture, PK should hand out Little Debbie oatmeal cakes. Those are very good.
You almost said
I almost did, and I stopped. I stopped. I didn't use it yesterday.
You didn't? Only eight, nine more
to go. The F word, if you will, around here on this show.
How many F words?
The four-letter F word. Texter, damn right they're going nuts for some cookies. Texter, yes, blessed to have a guy.
No,
we're not doing that. There you go. So there you go. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. That's the texter talking about Barnhart. I think that what I'm getting at is, do you call in the middle of that as part of like a rehab thing?
Do you think that was planned?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. A coach is always knowing.
I was just talking dirt on you.
Athletic directors always know when their coaches are in the middle of press conferences.
Coaches. Their basketball coach.
Their basketball coach. Or
at the University of freaking Kentucky.
Yes.
Come on. Yes.
Oh, this is hilarious. Oh, look at you calling me in the middle of the press conference. I got some dirt on you, dude.
Oh, man.
What are you, a bunch of frat boys?
Let's keep going on this. We got to take a break, though. A reminder about my friends over at Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Promo code horseracing. All one word, 20% off free shipping to your house as part of that promo code. So go check them out for all of your grooming needs. You can have a very, you can have a nice and tight beard, just like my man Zach Cantrell. How about that? Manscaped.com, promo code horseracing on that side. On the other end, the four words you can't say on radio, we do it next.
Bow and Co. here on ESPN 680 105.7. Now, here's Louis Ribot.
All right, welcome back in. 10 o'clock hour on a hump day Wednesday edition of the show. Louis Ribot, Zach Cantrell hanging out with you until noon. Bobby V after us, of course, roundtable 3 o'clock here at the station to keep you local 7 to 6. Every single weekday around here, you can listen to The Drive as well. 3 to 6 on 93.9. We will have the NBA draft, all stations tonight at 7 o'clock. Our NBA draft coverage is presented by Bear Nose Pizza. Yeah, it's that good. Bear Nose Pizza and Thompson Brothers Plumbing. Now hiring licensed and unlicensed plumbers. Go check them out. ThompsonBrosPlumbing.com. How do you know you're a plumber if you're unlicensed? How do you know? I'm actually fascinated by that. Someone help me out. It's got to be a plumber listening. 437-9680. Help me out. ThompsonBrosPlumbing.com. Go get a job over there. Plumbers, man. I have one, Zach, but he's getting into his 60s. It scares me to death. I'm sure there are homeowners listening right now, or people that own property, whatever. When you lose your plumber and have to find a new one that you trust, oh my God. Or like your electrician or whatever, right? You know, the stuff that I can't just do, like high-level plumbing, not capable. Simple fixes, yes, but no, it's that sort of thing. Yeah, texter said, oh, man, I'm sorry if you can't say that on radio. Don't worry about it. That's my job, not yours. Don't worry about it. Send me whatever you want, 437-9680. on the UPS job text line, Mark Pope spoke to the media yesterday, first time in a public setting with the media since his Sunday opening presser, getting off the bus, making Gandolfo cry. And, you know,
I wouldn't have cried.
I wouldn't have cried either. And so he talked about, though, we played it earlier in the show, you know, being the next coach, being in that lineage. And it's something, frankly, that both guys have done in this area. Right. We had to, you know, we heard that from, you know, Brom gives out Froggy's popcorn. Damn right. I hope so. Someone else had a good one for Kelsey. Oh, Mountain Dew. Just little cups of Mountain Dew. It was like Red Solo cups of Mountain Dew, on a tray.
He alternates between Mountain Dew and Red Bull. Maybe mixes them.
Yeah, Texter, does anyone ask at their front doors if the plumber's licensed? That's a great question, man. It's a great question. I think the problem for an unlicensed plumber is the insurance, right? So if something goes wrong, you're uninsured and you're up a creek then, right?
Yeah, that kind of
thing. So there you go.
Then you got a problem.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be a low. Kelsey should serve items from the menu of the Titanic. God, that's a good text.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good text. I appreciate you.
Get on the Titanic.
9680. Someone asking me if I have any thoughts on Bozich blasting Woody, but always defending, the IU stuff, and similar things that Rick defended KP did.
Did Woody trick him?
People, this is what I opened with. Don't. if you're going to be a person that puts the word journalist in your bio, then you can't be buddies with the people that you cover. You can't get excited about cookies. I don't know what else to say. I really don't want to be mean to people today. It's just the cookie thing. Like, I don't know why it bothered me so much. It just did. But let's go ahead and talk recruiting. I'm trying to figure out how long this is. A perfect clip, actually. Let's go to Pope 2 here. Talking about recruiting at Kentucky. So something I want to get into on this, the first day of the NBA draft, what the expectations going forward for UK basketball are going to look like as far as draft night, as far as high school recruiting, etc., because there's so much talk about getting away from that, about not being that team anymore, not doing the Cal thing anymore. So here's him. Here's Coach Pope on recruiting.
To walk into a building with UK on my chest, it just feels different recruiting, and it looks different. I'm a way handsomer guy with UK on my chest, and it's also man, it just comes out of my soul. You know, every time I get to say introduce myself to recruit and say, you know, I'm Coach Pope, the head coach at the University of Kentucky. Like, I can't just, that doesn't roll off my tongue. Like, it catches me every single time, and because I know what this job is, right? And I know how blessed we are to have a chance to be here affiliated with this incredible university. So, you know, in its own unique way, you know, I got to coach at a great institution before this at BYU. It had some significant filters in terms of the players that would fit in that program. And certainly Kentucky has massive filters also, because there's just not that many players that are built to play here. You know, they've got to be the best players in the country, and they got to want to take on the most amount of pressure and scrutiny of any players in the country. And they have to, you know, they have the highest standard of any program in the country. And so finding those pieces is different also. It's kind of a nice mix.
Okay, so he said blessed again, number one. Number two, there's a lot of Calisms in there about what it means to play at Kentucky, right? And I think part of that is absolutely correct. The scrutiny part of it, 100% correct. That's mm-hmm. real. That's a legitimate thing, especially if, you know, if he doesn't do a Patino-type thing where, hey, you don't get Twitter during the season. And these guys are on socials and can see all of the different... So Zach's reading the text line instead of listening to the show. It's fantastic.
I can do both.
You're good. You're good. I'm not hating at all. That part is absolutely true. The scrutiny part is real. The walking into a gym with the Kentucky stuff on is also very real, okay? And the texter is pointing out something that I really hope this guy wins, because it bothers me right now. Texter, Mark Pope is such a cornball. I'm beginning to hate his voice. The rivalry is back. He's just... Wait, did Pope say UK isn't for everyone? No way Cal was right. Come on. He is corny, man. Everything is a little bit of a self-deprecating joke. Self-deprecation's okay, man, if you're 30 and 4 at Kentucky. It's not okay if you're 18 and 14. And I hope, for his sake, because I don't think he can stop doing this. It sounds natural to me that this is just who he is. It's how he answers questions. It's how he talks about himself.
Same thing with Pat Kelsey on the other side. They're both similar in that regard.
Yes. What a bravado, humility.
Yeah.
I don't know what the best way to say that is. Whatever that is, I really hope this guy wins.
Cookies aren't very good if you're 18 and 14.
They're not. And, it doesn't roll off my tongue. Isn't funny when you're 18 and 14. It isn't. And so I'm hopeful that he wins, because that part is going to... That will be one of the things that gets very old for UK fans, if that's the case. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not easy to say you're the coach of Kentucky. Like, bro, people don't want you to be Joe Everyman and Coach Kentucky, I think, if you're not winning. Now, Joe Everyman wins at Kentucky? Sure, great. Great.
Yeah.
Great. But we're used to a very specific kind of thing around this place. And the old, I shouldn't be telling you this, doesn't work.
Not if you're losing.
It doesn't work. It just doesn't. Texter, people tend to ask the younger-looking guys about a license, but not so much the older guys. Now we're hating on plumbers for no reason, man. Texter, PK will bring cookies shaped like shoes and throw them at the press.
Okay, Bush.
You know what? You know what? That's a good text. Shoe-shaped cookies. You know who can do that for you? Nords. Get it done. Preston Highway, get it done. Texter, just like a plumber wouldn't want to lose my haircut. Yeah, no, I get it. Get your barber, man. Oh, my God, losing your barber.
Oh, that's rough.
Especially for if you find the spot where you have the good conversation. So I go to a guy named Steve for no reason, except for the conversation. And to make sure that my head is even, I usually do it before. Like tomorrow, I'm doing a video pod with Caitlin Free that'll get a fair number of views. And I
gotta look good there.
I am Shrek next to Caitlin Free. Let's call it what it is. I am Shrek. You didn't argue with me at all. You nodded. You know I'm right. I just happen not to be green. So I will go today and get cleaned up a little bit ahead of said video podcast with one Caitlin Free, who's very nice to join us. We'll also have Sheree DeVoe, by the way, trainer, on the Kentucky Racing Spotlight on Saturday. But losing your barber, the thing about the barber is if it's a place where you can also go and it's maybe not a full confessional, but you can kind of just be yourself and talk about stuff that maybe you don't talk about in other settings. That's when, if you lose that barber, especially if you lose, not necessarily, I mean, I guess I go to a barber shop, but obviously not in the modern sense of barber shop.
Right.
The place with the wood paneling.
That's right.
Go to Steve. He's got the old school pole on the outside, that kind of stuff. All that stuff. That would be not great there. Texter, I've got good news for the texter. PK is pretty corny also. Oh, no, we got corny bleeping coaches around here. It's okay to say. Texter, he should pass out corn nuts.
Huggy Bear passed out PBR.
Texter, fans really have to get over the fact that Cal and Petito aren't here anymore. Change is inevitable. I agree with that part. Change is inevitable. All I'm saying is that corny stuff, man, it'll play for a while and it's all that stuff. Texter saying Pope is Mormon nice. That doesn't mean he's not competitive. Oh, I agree. No. That's why I'm saying I hope he wins, because whatever that is, hey, self-deprecating, ha, ha, ha. It's good when you're winning 25 games a year. That's when it's good. Texter, PK at least sounds clever. Pope sounds like he licks windows.
Gee, who does he root for?
Oh, man, I love these rivalry texts. 437-9680. Keep them coming here on the UPS Jobs text line. 11 o'clock, we'll do Bologna or Salami. We talked to Cam Drummond from the Herald Leader at 1120. I'll be honest, I don't even know if he went to the presser yesterday, but we'll get his thoughts on it for sure. Ahead of that, he's got a bunch of recruiting updates for us as well.
You're not going to ask him about cookies?
Obviously, we'll do some cookie talk. We haven't, by the way, done the V Show thing of like best cookie. And I don't know that we need to, but
they did that on First Take yesterday, best jelly to end the show.
But other than marmalade, is there a bad jelly? Do you like marmalade?
I have never really had marmalade.
Really?
No.
Is that an age thing?
I haven't had a lot of jellies other than
PK should pass out sweaty balls. God, that's a good reference from yesterday. Appreciate
grape
that.
And strawberry is about the only jellies I've ever had. Yeah, no, if he passed out.
Never had raspberry?
I've had raspberry. Yeah,
jam, that's I guess, in that case,
yeah,
right?
That's jam. That's not jelly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Texter, I was a barber for 15 years. The thing that worried me the most about moving to Florida was finding a new barber, and I ended up finding the best barber I've ever had. That's awesome. No, that place, man, it's a different ecosystem of conversation and men's relationships.
What's that? Is that a thing?
437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Jump on with us here on the show.
How did they not break during sweaty balls? That was a great point by the texter yesterday. I don't know how they did not break.
The other part of it is they didn't just not break. They kept the NPR thing going.
Yes. They kept like the little
yes.
soft voice.
No, it's fantastic. It's legitimately the two women. So that's Anna Gasteyer and who?
Shannon?
Is that Molly Shannon? Sherry O'Terry? We'll have to look. You can play some of that. It's whatever. It's 20 years ago. The radio will handle it. A great mascot for UK would be the Cookie Monster. He's already blue. You know what? Make it happen. Mark Pope needs a cookie. You know what? If we're going to lean into the corn, let's go all the way. Cookie Monster, let's go. What number does Cookie Monster wear? 437-9680.
I was right.
It was Molly Shannon.
Yeah.
Texter, raspberry is awful. Jelly should not have seeds. You watch your mouth, Texter. I'll tell you what. I like raspberry jam, man. Texter, do you know the difference between jam and jelly? Yep. Yep, there's a Hawk Tua joke in there. There we go. Yep. Yep, Penn Island, baby. Texter, only one man. Yep. Texter, the most underrated thing about barbers is they have the ability to change your mood in a good or bad way. You have a terrible week, get a good haircut, and you feel better. The opposite can absolutely happen. No, that's totally true. Yep. Jam and jelly. Here we go.
Not wrong.
Here we go. Jam and jelly jokes coming down the text line. Oh, man. Texter, I saw PK at a big and tall store. Texter, Cookie Monster should be the Y1 game at UK and then crush it at the sorority houses. Yes, there you go. I do think you bring Cookie Monster out for the Y. I'm not mad at that. You go from Issel to Cookie Monster, I'm into that.
Good with me.
Dude, what are preserves? It's a great question. Oh, man. 437-9680. Oh, Jam and Jelly.
Would you have brought Jam or Jelly to the Mark Pope press conference?
Well, it sounds like you needed to bring a glass of milk. Oh, that's the bad joke that's about to happen, isn't it?
Oh, God. Oh,
Drew Franklin's bringing milk to the next one, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's going to bring 2% soy, everything.
Man.
You know that's happening.
Texter saying a good nickname for Pope could be the Cookie Monster. You know what? If we're going to lean into cornball,
yeah,
let's lean into cornball.
Should he come out in the Cookie Monster voice?
Cookie.
More cookie talk next.
Out the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks.
You are listening to Rabot and Co. here on ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
All right, welcome back into the only show brave enough to talk cookies and barbershops. This is Rabot and Co. ESPN 680 1057. Zach Cantrell, other side of the glass. My name's Louis Rabot at Radio Louis on Twitter. Find the station at ESPN 680. You guys are doing a great job on the text line. Keep them coming. 437-9680. Thanks for putting the co in Rabot and Co. We appreciate you very much. Actually, do you know the state of Kentucky actually has their own brand of jelly? Look, man, the Kentucky Proud folks do everything. It is a stunning number of things. I mean, just a stunning number of things available there. We used to hang out with Red Hot Roasters. I was over there the other day, and they were Kentucky Proud because they roast the beans on site there. And so they get to qualify. So they got everything from jelly to coffee. How about that? Texter, if someone brings milk, is there a soak joke in there? Yes, of course there is. Texter, did Michael Jordan have... oh, man. I don't know where that's going, but I don't think it's for me. Oh, Lord. That is not for us. Texter, can you imagine Cookie Monster doing the John Wall dance at Midnight Madness while being raised lowered from the rafters? I would die. Okay, listen. People at UK. This is your friend Louis. I don't ask for much. I don't even ask for a plate of cookies. But I need Cookie Monster to come down from the rafters like Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl. Yes. For your Midnight Madness. In his blue suit, in a Kentucky jersey, just crushing cookies. I need it now. And it's because of Texter's, but look, I'm going to take this on now because I'm a jerk. And I need this to happen. So if people could do that, I'd be really happy. I would appreciate that.
Does Pope need to be the Cookie Monster?
You know, it's a corny thing that happens at Michigan State. Izzo comes in like dressed like Top Gun or, you know, yeah, whatever, like right. That kind of thing. But if Pope's the next cornball coach, why would he not be Cookie Monster?
Lean into it.
Lean into it, dude. That's right. Texter, but someone needs to pop out from behind a curtain and say, did someone say cookie? Make it happen, big is, Texter. Louis, have you tried the duck sausage at the Anchor? Duck sausage is underrated. Wildly underrated. Zach, how much duck have you eaten in your life?
None.
Okay. Would you try it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's very good. That was a KY jelly joke.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Of course it was.
I was.
Oh, you missed it.
I totally missed it.
I didn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, man. By the way, The Athletic, of which I slandered earlier, did have a great article on The college football stadium rankings, the thing that we walked through yesterday.
Yeah.
So how about that? No, that was...
They listened to us.
Look, this is a trend-setting show. All we do is set trends, and so that's good stuff there. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Mark Pope sounds like he eats wings and never wipes his mouth. God, that's a good text. Are you a get cleaned up between each wing person, or do you just plow through?
Oh, not each wing. No, no.
Okay.
You got to do about 3-4.
Okay. So there's kind of a set, like...
Yeah.
You're in stages of eating wings.
If you clean up after every wing, you're going to go through about 5 napkins by the time you're done.
How many wings is a normal order for Zach Cantrell?
About 10 to 12.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I think that's where I'm at.
That's reasonable.
I think that's where I'm at. And it depends on the restaurant. Some restaurants have bigger wings. Some have smaller. Yes.
Sometimes if it's lunch, you go 6.
I got your jam right here, texter. It's all shady, texter. Just joining the show. What sophomore bathroom humor have I missed? I know we're discussing how Mark Pope needs to be Cookie Monster at Midnight Madness. That's what we're doing now. If we're going to lean into this stuff, here it is. Texture Cookie Monster doing a trampoline dunk at Midnight Madness. Look, there's so many good options here. There are so many good options here. Who owns the rights to Cookie Monster these days? Is it PBS still?
I think so.
All right. What is the PBS affiliate in Lexington? Let's figure that out. And how do we get Cookie Monster at Big Blue Madness? Like, how does this happen? Texture duck sausage, oh boy. Duck sausage with a Hawk Tua joke built in. Thank you. Texture, the stadium rankings included attendance numbers and home winning percentage. It wasn't just about crowd noise. Yeah, one of the writers was writing about one of the stadiums, and he was like, yeah, you know, in the last couple of years, this win percentage, and I was like, wait a minute, what? Have anything to do with anything, man. Texture, napkins are free, man. Texture, that's why jelly shouldn't have seeds. Could you imagine a raspberry KY jelly? No, I can't. Don't worry. I'm not imagining those things. 437-9680 on the UPS Jobs text line. We did go through those stadiums yesterday. If you were not with us, Kyle Field at Texas A&M landed in the top spot. Zach and I both agreed that Tiger Stadium at LSU should have been number one, but it landed number three behind Bryant Denny Stadium at Alabama. Now that we know there was a formula involved, it makes more sense how this ended up. But as far as pure environment, night game, LSU, we went number one.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, that's a thing. Kyle Field, we got no problem being in the top two, right?
I wouldn't have him two. I'd have Penn State higher.
Okay, right, okay. Yeah, you're...
Penn State's number
two. You got Beaver Stadium way up there.
Yes.
Yes, right. And so... But Kyle Field is a top five, like, no question, right? Yes. Kind of thing, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though Appalachian State did win there.
Cookie Monster is blue. No, that's right. Yeah. Texter, should UK cheerleaders dress up as Girl Scouts for Midnight Madness? You know what, people? Keep those coming. God, this is great. This is great. We're going to... this is great. 437-9680. Just do it, man. Texter, not one person has brought up apple butter. I like apple butter. What are we doing? Are we slandering apple butter? No, that's not what they're doing, right?
No.
You like apple butter?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little toast, a little apple butter, right?
Of course.
You know what apple butter is? It's something you get in a hotel with a continental breakfast that you don't have at your house.
No, that's right.
You don't have apple butter at your house.
No.
Text in. If you have apple butter at your house, text in. 437-9680. I think that's a travel food. I think that's a travel food. I don't know. 437-9680. A little apple butter talk on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Hump day. What am I doing?
It's Wednesday. It's hump day.
Oh,
hump day.
Man. We will get, you know, I haven't talked to NBA draft at all, but we've been doing a pretty good job of staying up on that this week.
Yeah, and that might be a bologna salami topic.
Good. That's fantastic. Bologna or salami at 11, presented by our friends at Martini Italian Bistro, by the way. Jay Shepherd Cigars sponsoring Cam Drummond today, since our guy Gandolfo is traveling. I actually don't know where he is. How about that? What kind of friendship we got?
Crybaby Gandolfo. That's what we all called him. We don't know where he is.
Yeah.
I would have known where he is.
Beaver Stadium sounds like an awesome place. Texter. Mark Pope sounds like he makes grilled cheeses at night. Hey.
What's wrong with a little nighttime grilled cheese?
That
sounds amazing, by the way.
Oh, man. Texter, honey in place of jelly. I'll fight you on that. No, thanks. I like honey, but no, I'm out of that. Texter, I have apple butter, but because my wife goes to farmers markets. What a great text. I know exactly what your wife looks like. Buying apple butter at a farmer's market, I feel like I could, in about 5 words, describe that woman. Texter, Zach, and
no.
Yep, we're not doing that one. Texter, in fairness, whether Pope is corny or cool, any coach that goes 8-12 is going to wear thin on the fans quickly. All of that is true.
No,
of course. Those are the things we don't have to say out here. You're totally right. Yeah, you want to be corny, but you go back to if Danny Hurley were corny, we wouldn't even talk. We'd
no
be
one
like,
cares.
Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah, you win
his
national
teams are just running through March Madness. Yeah, he was corny as he wants. That's
you laugh
exactly
at everybody's
right.
jokes. It's like yes. you have to laugh at your boss's jokes. You always laugh at Dan Hurley's jokes if he's right. winning championships.
Yeah. Zach does not laugh at my jokes, just so people know.
I do every now and then.
I want Cookie Monster to absolutely shatter the glass at Midnight Madness. I want a cheerleader dressed up as a Girl Scout to shatter the backboard. That's what I want now. Texter, I have a jar of apple butter from Huber's that was given to us by a great aunt as a Christmas present. I don't know why I love that so much, but thank you for all of the description of why that's actually in your house. I really appreciate that. Texter, guarantee you're spot on with the farmer's market wife. Texter, what's wrong with Beaver Stadium? I want more knowledge, Texter. Try the Paul's Honey Mustard Pretzel Dip. Hang on. Now I'm getting good recommendations. I appreciate these people. Try the Paul's Honey Mustard Pretzel. Yeah, that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. Are you a honey mustard guy?
Oh, yeah.
Honey mustard's like fourth or fifth for me in the mustard power rankings.
Where do you have them?
Behind.
Regular?
Behind Dijon.
Oh, Dijon.
Behind.
Okay.
Now. Yellow, people call it just yellow mustard, right?
Yeah, right. Regular
it was
mustard.
Salad mustard when I was a kid. I don't know why, but whatever.
I call it yellow.
Yeah, yellow mustard. Yellow mustard is underrated. It needs to be said.
It's true.
Dijon's very good. Stone Ground, where you get the little, it's almost like little pebbles of mustard, way up there for me. And I guess Dijon already, does Dijon count as spicy?
Nah. I would probably classify it as different.
Okay, then I'll go spicy fourth, honey mustard fifth.
Okay. Honey mustard, you can put...
Quick top five mustards.
Oh, yeah.
That was it. There you go.
Texter,
yeah, there's KY and Beaver Stadium jokes. Yeah, I appreciate you people.
I'm still picking ketchup and ranch above honey mustard.
I agree with that. Yeah, blue cheese way above that. Yeah. Texter, if you buy apple butter from Amelette's, a bunch of Amish kids at farmer's markets. Oh, there you go. How about that? Yeah. I mean, that's who makes it, right?
Yeah.
Is people at farmers markets and... I'm not... By the way, I want to be clear. I'm pro apple butter. I just don't have it at my house.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just one of those things. Yeah. Texter, Pope is Cookie Monster. Cal is popping out of a trash can and Faye had his Oscar the Grouch. What a great text.
So who's the Cal then?
You know what then? Nope. Let's do it. Who is Kenny Payne in this scenario? We've got Mark Pope as Cookie Monster. We've got Cal as Oscar the Grouch. Who is Kenny Payne? 4379680.
Is he the count? How many wins did you have? Four.
One.
One.
Two. Three.
How many road wins did you have, Kenny? One.
One. Is he the count?
He's the count. He ain't Bert and Ernie.
If anyone is good at all at Photoshop, and I could get Cal as Oscar the Grouch next to Kenny Payne, oh my God, is the count. I just, people...
Dexter said KP was Big Bird. Oh, be respectful to Big Bird. Come on.
Yeah. I'm pro Big Bird, too. I like Big Bird. Dexter.
Like Big Bird.
Mustard or cheese with soft pretzels? I'm more of a mustard guy.
Mustard.
Yeah. Oh, golden spicy brown is good. For sure. That is a good one. Cracker Barrel blue cheese is criminally underrated. Dude, I don't know anything about that. I didn't even know they had blue cheese. I'll be honest.
Didn't
I had
either.
No idea.
I only go
to Cracker Barrel for breakfast. I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not there for lunch or dinner.
You mean the barrel? That's what they call it around here.
The barrel?
It's the barrel.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's not Cracker Barrel, it's just the barrel.
The barrel.
Everybody knows what you're talking about.
Oh, man, he's Big Bird without a doubt. Texter, if we had to come up with a definitive list, could we call mustard... could we mustard it? Could we catch up? That's pretty good. Texter, promise this isn't a gotcha, but one of the best ESPN rejoins ever was when Penn State sidelines... Yeah, right. Let's go to a rainy Beaver Stadium, but instead of rainy, the word wet. Yes, that's
yes,
fantastic.
I remember
yep,
that.
That's a good one. It's a good one. Texter, PK eats hot dogs with mayo. Texter,
no.
Oh, snuffle up a guest coming down.
Oh, that's
50 times for Kenny Payne. I love you people. God snuffle bless America. That, there's like five of those, dude. That's fantastic. Yes. KP is Big Bird or Snuffleupagus. Yeah, let's leave Big Bird out of that. Big Bird's like everybody's friend. Yeah. Snuffleupagus is like Bird. That's a better one.
Yeah, Big Bird's everybody's friend. Come on now.
It's better. Zach said ketchup. Come on, man. Do you eat steaks well done and salads with Thousand Island dressing too?
No. What do you think I am, Patrick Mahomes?
Texter, how old were you when you found out the truth about Bert and Ernie? Oh, man.
I did not have Sesame Street on my bingo card.
Yeah, Kenny Payne is Eeyore. Eeyore, Snuffleupagus, they're both good. Is the pin on tail, is that the tights?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the tights.
Oh, man.
He got tricked when he saw Winnie the Pooh only wearing
texture,
a shirt.
The play at Cracker Barrel is the Sunday chicken and fries, and you dip both generously, in the blue cheese. I've heard about the Sunday chicken, I'm not going to lie. At what the kids call the barrel, apparently. I've heard about that. It's never been something that... I'm just not near a Cracker Barrel on Sundays. It doesn't happen to me.
What would Jeff Brom be?
Don't do Stoops. Because Grimace is already there. It's already there. Grimace is already there. And I love Grimace. I hate to assign it to someone like Mark Stoops. But the waddling, general shape, like, he's Grimace. It's okay. He's Grimace. It's all right.
He's the most popular man in New York. He turned the Mets season around.
Yeah, Eeyore coming down a lot. Snuffleupagus coming down a lot. These are both really good people. Nice job. 4379680. My parents used to plan vacation routes around being able to stop at a Cracker Barrel. I believe you.
Shocker.
The ones we got, we would look for at least, were Ruby Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And if you could find a KFC buffet...
Oh,
when you have little kids, those are awesome because the salad bar, there's like at Ruby Tuesday, for example, there's just a big freaking vat of peas.
Oh, yeah.
You just scoop a plate of peas for a 2-year-old who's learning how to eat with his fingers. He's in heaven. Oh,
that's
right. Fantastic. So, yeah.
Pizza Hut buffets are undefeated.
Stoops and Merrill was Bert and Ernie. I mean, settle down. Like, we're not.
Come on.
Neither of them is in that good of shape.
No. Yeah, that's the problem with it.
Danny Manning is whatever sleepy character you want him to be. Text your prob would be Big Bird. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
Big Bird.
You know what? That's pretty good text. That's probably who he is. Texter, PK is the Tasmanian devil. That's not bad.
That's good.
That's not bad. 4379680. UPS jobs text line. Oh, Cattleman's salad bar. Epic. Yes. Yes. That is a correct statement. Yes. They had a good salad bar, dude.
Yeah.
It's good. You know, like a Cousins, it's essentially a burger place next to a salad bar. Because you can get your own fixings, man. It's fantastic. Louie, did you ever dip your Wendy's fries in your Frosty? I tried it. That's not for me.
Oh, it's for me.
I loved it. Okay.
Chocolate Frosty. Always chocolate.
Stoops' principal cup from Captain Underpants. Man, do you know the Captain Underpants series?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I used to read those back then.
Okay, all right. It's that old. Okay, because I got... My 12-year-old thinks it's the funniest bleep ever.
Oh,
it was. Of course. And the principal character is very good in those series.
Yes.
For sure, yeah.
That's a good example.
Yeah. Prom is Bert and Stoops is Ernie. Texter, I see Stoops as more of Miss Piggy. More Miss Piggy talk. We do it next.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.